Lima, Ohio, a great place to be. W. Westinghouse Broadcasting, 901.
Good day. It's now 41 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook will be mostly sunny and mild. I'm Richard Walker with the 9 o'clock WoWo News. Fire broke out this morning at a professional building at 2828 East State Boulevard. The blaze was reported by Laura Cryer of Karen's Kitchen. Fort Wayne firefighters responded quickly, and the flames were under control within an hour. Two dentist's offices were damaged, and the rest of the building suffered smoke damage. No one was injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The fire damaged electrical wires to the building, which has hampered ventilation. Indiana and Michigan Electric Company is aware of the problem. Most of the offices in that building at 2828 East State Boulevard will be closed at least this morning. The oil workers' strike continues in Iran. Iranian troops fired into the air and used tear gas to disperse worker meetings last night. Philip Dopoulos has more from Tehran.
Troops are on the alert after saboteurs threatened to damage major oil installations in Khuzestan, where most of Iran's oil production facilities are located. The official Iranian news agency, PARS, says that operations at oil installations were normal except for Abadan, where a strike is in progress. At Abadan, workers have struck the world's largest oil refinery on the Persian Gulf, seeking higher salaries and making political demands, including the release of all political prisoners jailed because of their violent opposition to the Shah, Iran's imperial ruler. The National Iranian Oil Company sent key personnel to Abadan to operate the refinery. Philip Dopoulos in Tehran.
Three shootings marred Halloween celebrations last night in Fort Wayne in the area. Police officer Larry Fuqua shot 29-year-old Arthur Armstrong after the man allegedly terrorized a local family and pulled a gun on police. Armstrong is in fair condition at Lutheran Hospital. Police also found 55-year-old Charles Delico of the 6500 block of Hadley Farm Lane dead of an apparent gunshot wound. He was cleaning the weapon when it discharged. And in New Haven, 42-year-old Alfred Ahrens of Antwerp, Ohio, allegedly blasted his way into his estranged wife's apartment. He is held on a charge of preliminary battery. Ahrens shot 46-year-old Edward Rogers of the 1900 block of Thailand Boulevard, who was in the apartment at the time. Rogers is in fair condition at Parkview Hospital. Allen County got a budget windfall yesterday. Excise taxes are up 35% this year. County Auditor Joanne Ebelhair says the rise in license plate fees was a surprise.
Usually the second half of the year is lower than the first half of the year, but this last 6 months is running about 35% ahead of the last 6 months of 77. And when I talked to the people at the License Bureau, they said they've sold about 7,000 more plates. So evidently, car buying is way up in Allen County.
Because of the higher figures, over $1 million will be added to the county budget. The U.S. dollar bounced back on world money markets today. After sliding to record lows in a week-long skid, the greenback rallied strongly against the Japanese yen and the German Deutsche Mark and made lesser gains on all other exchanges. The rising dollar sent the price of gold back below $240. And negotiators in New York report a tentative agreement to settle the 84-day-long newspaper strike. The strike by press operators is against the New York Times and the Daily News. No details of the contract or ratification are yet available. WoWo News Time, 9:04.
Life is for living, and Visa is there. Tokyo, Paris, Yugoslavia, the coast of Monaco, Copenhagen, Barcelona, Mexico.
Oh,